Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Trinity Sunday, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching today is entitled, We Are in Love.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Sisters and brothers, those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord. I was a missionary for a few years in Cuba, and one of the highlights of the year actually was to attend the anniversary celebration of the founding of the University of Havana, because the Dominicans founded it on January 5th, 1728. So this big event, the Dominicans were invited, front row seats of honor, with our habit and black kappa, into the Aula Magna for this great ceremony. Quite formal, quite lovely actually. So it's like we're talking 200 and I don't know how many hundred years now of this anniversary. And I had the opportunity after the program to meet a philosophy faculty member during the reception. I think it was in 2016. And well, it was very nice and cordial. And before you know it, we were talking about the Dominicans as founders of the university and what their activities are today in Cuba since Fidel Castro reinstated freedom of religion in 1985. It was a very pleasant exchange. I think at one point he jokingly let me know as a priest that he was an atheist philosopher. Well, no surprise. The following year, I met him again. In fact, I don't remember this professor's name. I couldn't find it on the internet. I forget who he is. At that time, the anniversary, January 5th again, he had his wife with him. He introduced me to his wife, and he got a little more courageous and said something to the effect that, guess you still believe in God, right? Well, I took similar liberty and suddenly blurted out without even thinking much, well, yes, I do. And I suppose you still believe your wife loves you, don't you? Whoa. Well, I explained immediately that for me, God is love. And it's the best definition of God. And love is hard to prove the existence of, right? And as with your spouse and we should go out maybe for some beers after this to have a longer discussion of a philosophical, theological discussion about theism and atheism. Well, of course, that never happened, thank God, because I never saw him again the next year. And I was somewhat relieved because, after all, I had not remembered all the arguments for the existence of God by St. Anselm and St. Thomas Aquinas and the Dominican theologian Herbert McCabe, whom I had read. It would have been very difficult debating a philosophy professor at the University of Havana, and I was relieved, actually. Anyway, this experience of Trinity Sunday today made me think of that anniversary and little discussion at the University of Havana. You still believe in God, I suppose. One of the more difficult theological concepts for us to understand and explain, the Trinity, or even simply God. It took our church theologians over 300 years to finally agree upon the doctrine that states there are three persons in one God. the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. Speaking about God has always been a problem of language and definition and meaning of the words. Any of you who have studied theology knows that this isn't easy stuff to even talk about in everyday language, in modern English, for example. What do you mean? The Nicene Creed came about after redefining even so many Greek words for everyone at the council to mean what they were saying and to say what they meant. Not many of us, I think, at least I cannot, dialogue with believers or atheists about such theological concepts as consubstantiation. So on Trinity Sunday, I have to say I'm still proud of my off-the-cuff response to that atheist philosopher, because I do think that God as love is the best definition for all of us. It's the simplest and easiest to understand. That's how St. John's Gospel defines God. God is love, period. It's more complicated, I know, but God loves us and is in love with us. Now, we in turn also love God and remain in love with God if we believe and practice what we believe. We know this thanks to Jesus' incarnation, because God so loved the world that he sent us his only Son. And because Jesus taught us how to love to the extreme. Today's letter to the Romans says it well, that we who are led by the Spirit are children of God, adopted and loved, friends of God. Well, actually, more than friends, God's own children. It is best understood as being in love. Not romantically, necessarily, though that's a great experience, but just like parents and children mutually and equally loving each other when they're at their best. That's why Abba, Father, Daddy is a good example for the Son Jesus to use for us to understand the Trinity, perhaps. Love. We love one another. So, more than trying to define the mystery of the triune God, I think it's better to experience the love of God, how God has made a difference in our lives, how God has done marvelous things and even has suffered with us in so many sufferings, stays with us even to the end of time, as the gospel today says. The experience of love, both human and divine love, makes it hard to imagine what life would be like without love. For those of you who've been in love, what if you had never been loved? What if you had never loved anybody, not even your dearest grandmother? Horrors. Well, you know, definitions and words have never been able to explain or prove that love exists. So isn't it overwhelming that we're in love?